I love you so much. I have an idea. We have tried meditation. We have tried chamomile tea. We have tried journaling. We have tried the treadmill. For God's sake, we have tried the treadmill. I have a proposition. What's the one thing you love more than anything in the world? Apart from butter. And cakes. And gaming. I'm feeling a little insulted. Close. Very, very close. Me, yes, but by extension, fucking me. Why have I not thought of this before? Fuck me. Because I love you so much and you are an anxious wreck and it's really breaking my heart and I just want you to feel alive and loved and like, yes! And what's better than an orgasm for that? Okay, sometimes when you have an orgasm, it makes you feel like, oh, well, snuggly and lovely, and that's great, and you can feel that too, but I also want you to feel like, gosh! Well, that's usually how I feel. Well, I usually feel like it's anatomically impossible, but I just got him pregnant. Well, I might let you get me pregnant if you stop worrying. I love you. You are not a burden. I want to try something. And also, I am never going to turn down fucking you. Well, unless someone's died or I'm menstruating. Even then, it's 50-50. Can I fuck you? But can I? The answer might be no. On occasion, I would never assume. I am a lady. A lady with a boner for you. A spiritual boner. That's all that matters. No. I see you sighing and going in on yourself and thinking, oh no, I've created more work for her. I'm sighing on you, crushing you into the sofa because I love you. Because I care about you. And I want you to be happy. I really like making you come. I guess it gives me a sense of satisfaction and also makes me wet. I challenge anyone not to be turned on by turning their partner on. Oh, I'm sorry, am I pressing down on you? So clumsy. So thoughtless. So selfish and free. Maybe I'll infect you. And by the end of it, you'll be as cocky and as insufferable as I am. arms over your head, please. I love you, but if you say that again, I am getting off you and I'm not getting back on. Stop it. No more. I don't deserve you. You're too good for me. Stop it. I love you. I mean it. I am a selfish, free-moving, hedonistic being. I'm sitting on top of you because I love you and I want to make you come. Deal with it, shy boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want to move your hands? Since when? So you like being pinned down? You better work for it. Can you work for it? Huh? Can you lift? Become a teenage boy. I mean, in fairness, not to sexualize teenage boys, but inside of us, there's a teenage boy. Not in that way, just we're all teenage boys, but more horny. Not that we want to fuck teenage boys. I'm gonna stop talking about teenage boys. I'm going where I want to go. Open these thighs, please. Oh, we won't be needing these boxes. One, because it's hot. Enthusiasm over skill today. I'm just seeing you all twitching. Mm-mm. careful of that. Grab my hand. Oh. I need your heart rate up. I need you whimpering. I need you not worrying about anything. Please. Yeah. Ask me nicely. Say please. Please spell my thing. What? Well, you're gonna have to speak up. All of you must know, I'm rocking my clit against the ball of my foot. You didn't think I was showing all that enthusiasm for nothing, did you? I've been rocking against myself this whole time. Is watching you not worry, not think, and just feel your cock at my throat. My lube required. Come on. Come on. Come on, my baby boy. Come on. You're gonna make noise. Mm-hmm. Measured by your load. You are an anxious boy. Can you feel how wet I am? Can you feel my lips? Rubbing against your leg. That's not who you are. I've often thought about humping your leg. Not just because I feel like I'm gonna explode. I do not have a foot fetish. I just want you to do things to me. Hungry boy. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're a strong boy. You're not worried about it. Just make him come. This way. That's what you. I think this night needs to come off. It's already soaked. It's the hottest time of year. I want to be fucking drenched. I want you to put your back into it. Come on. No more teasing. Go You can hold me harder than that. What are you thinking about? Baba, can you answer me? Call me egotistical. I'm taking the lack of the ability to form a coherent sentence as a good sign. Sounds so weird, doesn't it? Your hips against my heart. Well, this is what happens when you curve as fuck. Doggy style. That sounds weird and sexy and strange. Can you what? Hang on. What? He's so cute. It's not my eyes. Yeah, probably. Come on, baby boy. Good boy. Let me go on my side.
Oh. That's over again. Come on. Okay.
Just say fuck it. I see. So, what you're saying is, it worked? Approximately 20 minutes ago, you were the same man who was worrying about the dishes and the laundry and the emails and everything. And now you're saying you're okay with the cum stain so far. You will not get to your deathbed and think I wish I did more cleaning. You may, however, think I really should have plowed her more. Oh, you couldn't possibly leave me wanting for more. You are such a kind, considerate Samaritan. And that's the only reason you want to go again, right? The only reason, of course, the only... Mm-hmm.